What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but each one contains a life-giving protein. Believe that? Okay. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. The key is understanding that it is indeed goofy news and not the good news. Hello. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use. Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because just like you, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. That's why. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy. Here's a good one. God looks for people that tremble at his word. Do we tremble? Ooh. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That's just kind of sad. Just reach out to us and give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call, 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Dynamite! Talking to Dynamite D, that's like talking to the kind of person that would pull over on the road and help you fix your flat.
Ooh, that's a weighty.
Nice way to be a person, isn't it? Isn't that a great thing? By the way, you can call us, but you can also text us. That's allowed, too. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. And we're locked into the professional voice thing, and I just can't get away from it because it's just too funny. So let's just try it again.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Very good. All right. Also, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. That's D-A-V-I-D. There's a V in the middle, a D at the first part, a D at the end of it, at, so the A with that goofy circle thing. And then he must increase, what we're all about, .org. So david@hemusincrease.org. We'll send you up to the website as we often do. A couple things to remind you. There's updated material on the website. There's videos. There's audios. There's connection to a whole bunch of things. There's articles from other Christians who do great, great, great work, which we support, not denominationally locked in. It goes all the way across the board so that we will get a good flavor of the body of Christ, the real body of Christ, not one centered in a small little denomination, but the worldwide body of Christ. And so the idea behind that is for us to participate, to bless, to encourage, to strengthen, and we want you to get some of that on the website. I don't know if we still have the secret plans for creating a Death Star on the we used to have that on the old site. I don't know if we have that on this site or not. Plus, on the website is an opportunity to give, of which the Lord has been working on moi. We're doing a better job bringing it before people, letting people share in the ministry, getting out of the I'm begging attitude and getting into the, hey, partner with me in this ministry attitude. And to that effect, I will just give you this passage. And we're going to use passages every time we talk about giving now. And we're going to use the Luke, and I'm going to use a lot of repetitive, so don't get weird on me. But Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus said, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Yowza! That's a commitment from God on high. There's a classic hymn that says, you can't beat God given, and I believe that is true. And I, in my own life, personally, have stepped up our giving. In this last week, we've given to 5 churches and 3 ministries. We are just like on fire. We're just like, nope. The Lord is trying to teach me. I'll probably overcorrect for a while.
No, what a blessing, Dave, because you're practicing what you preach.
Exactly what we're doing. We're just laying it out there. If you can do something, great. If you can't do it with us, but you still need to do it. So my passionate plea is you've got to do it. Just make sure you're a good steward of what it is. We ask you to always pray for us, though. That is a big deal. Check it all out on HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
I think that's what's in my brain when I wake up.
I second that.
I mean, I just wake up and that's what I hear. I don't know. It seems that way to me. I don't know. All right. We got a lot of stuff to cover. Please be praying for the audience. That's super, 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 super important. Plus, as we have been talking and we've been talking about different things, don't forget to be praying for lost family members. Don't get discouraged if they don't get saved in the time work and framework and the process that you think is supposed to take place. You just keep praying for the Lord to pour it out upon them, and then let's see what happens to them after the Lord gets hold of them. I mean, I know, well, they have to make that decision. Sure do. Unless it's a situation like Paul. And Paul, before he was Paul and he was Saul, got knocked off his donkey. The Lord blinded him and said, and there wasn't a lot of room there. Just like, okay. So sometimes the Lord goes, hey, I got a plan. So just keep praying. Just keep believing. Let's get into it. We are in the Psalms, and we are in some really excellent material. And you'll be amazed what we're going to cover, even though we've kind of already started on some of it. Psalm chapter 37. Now, that's 37. So that's before 38 and after 36. Psalm 37. And we're starting at verse 16. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord upholds the righteous. So a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of the many wicked. Listen to this. I just want to make sure we're kind of on the same page. It would kind of be genius if we could understand at some point that riches and money do not grant wisdom or quality of life. If there is just one thing, so our country is a phenomenal country. Okay, it's not that it's perfect, but it's phenomenal, especially compared to the other 192 or 191, I think it's 193 total, 192 other countries. We are just like lights out fantastic. Okay. But even in our framework, in our country, and all the great stuff that we have, and we do have fantastic stuff, there is a deep propensity of spirit in our nation to be money, 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 riches, 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 fame, fame, fame. And for you to deny that would be bizarre because everybody knows it's true. So it's like there's not, you can't, you know, it was true 2,000 years ago. It's even more true in our country. Okay, got it. But if we could grasp that pursuit does not grant wisdom, specifically divine wisdom, or guarantee or promise in any capacity quality of life, we would become very brilliant people. Because finances and riches and gold and money do not give you the quality of life. It is not a joke that multitudes of rich people are exceedingly miserable. That is just the truth. Nobody can change that except for God. And I even want to point out somebody that I've watched before in the past. I have, you know, some sense of admiration for. If you ask the Terminator, if you ask Arnold, who actually believes that there's actually no afterlife, he's not sure there's an afterlife. He's more agnostic than atheist. He just doesn't know there's an afterlife. He's going to be quite surprised to find out when he faces Jesus Christ that he is entirely wrong. In fact, his most famous movie line came from Jesus himself. Did you know that? His most famous movie line is, "I'll be back." Guess that's what Jesus said 2,000 years ago. Jesus said, "I'll be back." He just didn't say it with that accent. So the idea is to understand that financially successful and whatever these, but that business, nah. Better you should be a righteous person with a little than an unrighteous person with a lot.
You think, well, I know, but they seem to get away with so much.
Right up until you read Psalm 73 and you get into verse 17 and 18 where it says, oh, I was all freaked out. These people are getting away with everything, blah, blah, blah. And then it says, and David says, until I walked into the sanctuary of God and realized their end. Like, uh-oh. Like, oh. And that's when you begin to know, oh, yeah, this, you know, it's like, oh, it seems really important for this 80 years. Okay. But 5,000 years from now, how important. If you're dancing on streets of gold and they're skipping and hopping because it's hot, I mean, how do you compare that? Where they're not enough burn lotion, not enough aloe vera to make a diff. Where we're going, grace, peace, mercy. Remember, eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for them. So if I can come up with something, my brain can't even entertain what God actually has going on. And I love, and I know it's not necessarily true, but it's cute. I love the, look what God did in 7 days. Jesus has been working on our future for 2,000 years. How do you not love that? It's like, yeah, it's going to be something, right? You bet. It's going to be so great that the streets are at the lowest level. The highest level for man here on earth is the lowest level in heaven. Hallelujah. And then you just think for a second, and I want you to, because you're supposed to use this hope to strengthen you and to bless you. You just, I know you got all that stuff going on. I got it. But just for a minute, just think, what's the coolest thing you could possibly imagine, and recognize that the power of God is so great that in your limited mind, in my limited mind, we cannot even entertain what heaven is going to be like. So if you're a person like me who has to go up and down in the diet realm, I already know heaven would be better than my particular version of planet chocolate.
No counting calories.
No counting calories. The entire planet is made of chocolate. Everything on there, no stopping. Boy, I'll be a miner then. I'll be digging through that, right? I mean, but in my mind, that's just such an awesome thought. It's such a cool thought. It's such a fantastic principle and idea of truth. And yet heaven is better. Better. I mean, hallelujah. You got a reason to rejoice? That's it right there. Our heaven is so cool. And we're going to find out something in the next segment that's going to blow your mind. It's just going to blow your mind. I'm just so excited to tell you. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Let me tell you what I'm torn between the two. I'm twixt between the torn two. You want to know why? I've got the biggest breaking story ever.
No,
to
you
be,
need to do that first. Yeah, I just can't wait.
More than my whole thing about the four-way stop sign.
Yep.
You want me to do the number one story?
That's
Ladies
right.
and gentlemen, you better get ready. Here's my advice. I don't give this advice very often, and I don't give it uncheckfully. What's uncheckfully? I don't know. Here's the biggest story you have ever heard on the David Spoon Experience. If you have children who are listening, if you are not in a car, it's time to cover their ears or send them into another room. That's how chilling this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I have it off the press literally within the last 2.5 hours. Actually, it's less than 2.5 hours ago. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I have it right in my hands. Get ready. Do not get nauseous when you hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that as of today, the Navy, the United States Navy, officially has made its proclamation. Ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? This is the most important thing ever. You ready? That Captain Crunch is a fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Navy has declared that Captain Crunch...
I do not buy it.
No, listen to this. Here's why. Let me tell you why. Captain Crunch has 3 stripes on his cuffs, and that signifies a commander and not a captain. So the United States Navy has made it absolutely known today, Captain Crunch, nay... He nay a captain. Nay. Now, it is true.
Rename the cereal?
No.
Commander Crunch?
Yes, Commander Crunch. That's the new. That's why I told you, don't let your kids hear this. It is possible that that uniform could represent either German or Portuguese Navy. They're not sure because all of those uniforms were lost with their great navies. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Here's your first trivia question. Gehazi, the servant of Elijah, lied to Elijah about what he had done. What disease did Elijah speak that would then be in Gehazi's life? He lied. What was the disease then he got tagged with because he lied, which is a good lesson for us not to lie to people that we're working with. Thank you. Or anybody else, thank you, since all liars have their part in the lake of fire, which is why there's going to be a lot of problems for people in the media and the government. All right, anyway, don't get mad at me. It's what it says. I didn't write it. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. Gehazi, he was a servant of Elijah. Naaman came to see them all. That didn't go the way that Naaman actually initially thought it was going to go. And then Gehazi lied about this whole thing. And then Elisha said, dude, this is in your life for the rest of your life. What is that disease he is referring to or making mention of? In the meantime, we have got to, and I just there's so much here I want to cover that I want to get right into the next thing, right on the heels of what we just talked about. So we were just talking about, you know, that the little that the righteous man has is better than the riches of the many wicked. It's like so much better because you're with the Lord, and our riches are just, they're lights out fantastic. Now look at verse 18 of this same text in Psalm 37. It says this: the Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. So now, just stop. We just talked about how cool heaven is going to be, and now God is dropping the clock on it. What's the clock? Well, what we get from God is forever. It's not temporary. It's not a time frame. Let me explain this to you. It's a little more difficult, but incredibly powerful if we can grasp this truth. The inheritance we receive from God through the redemptive work of Jesus Christ and the illumination through the Holy Spirit is an inheritance that goes on forever, which means it is never depleted. It never runs out. It never runs dry. There is no end to its giving. In every other inheritance, there is a beginning and an end. With our inheritance through Jesus, there is no end. That is why it is called eternity. It's like, wait, hold on. Okay, see, because what we think is it'll be better than here because we've been here 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120 years. It'll be better than here. Let me explain something to you. You're talking about the difference between a penny and $60 billion trillion. You're just not getting the comparison here, and I'm not going to communicate it well because my brain can't comprehend it, and your brain can't comprehend it. And you think, well, what do you mean we can't comprehend it? Because we're finite beings, not infinite beings, and we only have a limit to what we can come up. And God is like going, hey, 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 when you're with me, you're going to go from finite to infinite, and there'll be no end. Okay. All right. It's just like, done. I mean, how do you not go, yes, good news indeed. Hello?
We couldn't think about it if we put our minds together, Dave.
I think it would blow apart people's brains in the current conditions if they really understood what's coming and how long is it going to come for. So verse 18, the Lord knows the days of the upright. Their inheritance are forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. In the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Even though go through famine, God's not, he hasn't abandoned you. He's just telling you, look to what's coming. Verse 20, but the wicked shall perish and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish. Into smoke they shall vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. Uh-oh, Dave, how did you pull a giving verse out of this? I didn't. This is part of our lineup. I didn't coordinate this at all. Zero. It's just in the scripture. What does the scripture say? The righteous show mercy and gives. And you're thinking, that's pretty cool, Spoon. No, that's not what happened. This was written before I even started reading that book, before I've even been, the Lord's been working on me to be healed on my own little problems. So you know the Lord's been working on me on this. And I'm trying to be more diligent, asking people to come alongside the ministry financially and prayerfully. This last half of the verse of 28 makes it clear. The righteous show mercy and give. The people whom Jesus' love has touched are the biggest givers of mercy and money. Sorry. Jesus, by the way, would have it no other way. You want to know why? It's all his money. You and I are stewards of his money. That's what we are. That's what. He's not going to sit there and say, did you build enough, apartment complexes? Or did you? He is going to say, did you take of your resources and your treasures? Because where your treasure is, where your heart is, there your treasure will be. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be. By the way, it works both ways. He is going to say, was my kingdom in that? Was my stuff in that? Was the stuff that I'm trying to do, was that what you were about? And so it's just a straightforward statement. There's nothing really weird about it. We're supposed to be the people that give the most, because guess what? This will blow your mind. Guess what? As Christians, we have received the most. Who has gotten more than you? Guess what? You get to live forever.
What a powerful point, Dave.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. So this whole temporary thing is, it's just that you reflecting Jesus more and more. How much did Jesus give? Everything. Oh, okay. And he's not even telling you that, although he wants 100% of your heart. So here's the truth of the matter. You invest in the kingdom of God, and the Lord sees it. Now you're thinking, well, it goes to this ministry. This person doesn't. This person. This is my argument with the Lord, just in case you're wondering. Well, when I give to this ministry, I don't know what's going to happen. And the Lord's response to me is, you're not giving so you can see what happens. You're giving to further my kingdom. I'll take care of the after the giving part. Like, okay. It's like, okay, I'll just be quiet now because, one, I don't like the idea of walking with a limp. And two, the Lord always sees our heart in the process. And so he knows what we're going through. He knows all the stuff we're doing. And I love you guys. You guys are, I think you're fantastic givers. But the Lord is calling us up. He's like, I want you to take a step up. So I'll be careful. Try and do it right. I'll do my best to never guilt. In fact, I'll let D even say that's close to guilt. I mean, I don't have any problem with that because I don't like that. I hate that stuff. But I'm not going to sway myself away from the opportunity to advance the kingdom. Because one thing that the Lord is making clear to me is this is about your work with me, and that's what you're sponsoring. That's what you're trying to promote.
Wow, Dave. Yeah. Dave, think about what you said. You said we're givers because he gave to us as believers his self. Like, that's so rich, Dave.
Yeah. Wow. That's some powerful. I mean, if you think about it, it's like, yowza, is this Wednesday or Friday? I don't know.
They all merge together after.
I know people don't think that. And I wrote this, I'm telling you, 2 weeks before the Lord even started working on me. I'm like, you're kidding, right? I'm like, okay, I'm just going to be quiet now. Okay. All right. We got to answer the trivia question. All these trivia questions are going to be kind of like this, so I'll do my best. The next one's super easy, but this one's a little tougher. Gehazi, servant of Elijah, lied to his master about what he had just done. What disease did Elijah speak into his life for this? And the answer is leprosy. He lied about the situation with Naaman. He took from Naaman. He didn't tell about it. He kept it to himself. He tried to, you know, for what? For nothing. And for that, he got leprosy. Like, that's not the way to give. That's not the way to do it. You get it? Okay, great. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the true station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Verse 24 in Mark 5, it says Jesus went with him. Sometimes Jesus went there. Sometimes Jesus just spoke the word. Sometimes Jesus went there. It happens in all different ways. I did read this ridiculous thing from this one person who said, you know, Jesus, you know, healed, you know, every single person in the entire community and didn't charge anybody any money. They were trying to make a political argument. And the fact of the matter is he only healed one guy at the pool of Bethsaida, and that was actually a hospital. It's like, what do you guys read this stuff? So this is where you pull back from those kind of things and you go, can we just keep it on track with the truth? It's just easier if you just tell the truth and keep it the way it is and not try and make it fit some kind of narrative. Here's this narrative issued by Scripture itself. Jesus tells Jairus, don't ignore what these people are saying. Don't be afraid. Take a stand. Now, I'm going to read verse 37. You got to catch what Jesus does. Amazing. He did not let anyone follow him in except for Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw the commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, why is all this commotion? Why all this wailing? The child's not dead but asleep. But they laughed at him. And he put them all out and took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said, Talitha kaum, Talitha kaum. And that means, little girl, I say unto you, get up. Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. Remember the woman of the issue of the blood was 12 years of the issue of the blood. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this, and he told them to give her something to eat. Jesus was still ministering to this little girl, even though she was physically raised from the dead. He wanted to make sure she was taken care of. That's how Jesus is, okay? But what I want you to get is Jesus and the disciples and the parents, so they're all there, right? Because you got the parents there as well, right? And everybody's going, she's dead, she's dead, she's dead. And they're making fun of Jesus. What did Jesus do? Kicked him out. You know, for everybody that thinks that everything Jesus did was pull a flower out of his sleeve like a magician and just smiled and gave everybody an air high five, that's not how it went. Okay? They laughed at Jesus, and he put them all out. He took the child's father and mother and disciples with him. What did he do? He cleared the air.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.